This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shavua Tov, Agat Tavach. Welcome, everybody. I want to speak this week about a subject, Nageya, the blood on Daf Chavav Amud Beis. The Gemara said on Chavav Amud Beis that in the Mishnah, a woman that's captured by Goyim, if it's for monetary reasons, she's permitted to her husband's, but if it's for capital reasons, she's usher to her husband. Meaning, if her life is on the line, then she is prohibited to her husband. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say, is she prohibited to her husband, who's a kohen, because maybe she was raped, or is she forbidden to her husband, who's a kohen, because maybe she was raped, or is she even forbidden to her husband, who's a Yisrael, because maybe she had bia beratzain with a Gentile. So the Mishnah, the Rashi says, Asura labala, we're worried that since they are free with her, we're considered that maybe she will consent to one of them. Maybe she did it beratzain. Because her life is in their hands, she's being tried on a capital case. Again, if a woman is taken for monetary reasons, so then... What is this? Oh. If a woman is taken for monetary reasons, then she's permitted to her husband. If she's taken for capital reason, she's usur labala. Interesting, Rashi says the reason she's usur labala is choshishin shema nisratzisa be'echad mehem. We're concerned that maybe she had consensual relations with one of them, which would make her usur even to her husband, who is a Yisrael. Tosfos agrees with Rashi that this applies even to a woman who is a HS Yisrael, but Tosfos says a little bit of a different reason for that. Let's see. Tosfos says, "Va'ayidei nefashas asur labala, haynu afilu labaylo Yisrael, dechashinon shema nisratzis kedei limtzai chein shelo yahargena." Not that since they're noyeg in her hefker, maybe she had consensual relations, but rather, since her life is on the line, maybe she had relations to save her skin. Okay? Maybe she had relations to save her skin. But both Rashi and Tosfos agree that a woman who was captured for a capital case is usur to her husband. So the shaila we're going to speak about tonight is really a harrowing shaila. Namely, a woman who was taken in World War II into a concentration camp, a married woman. What is her status when the war is over? Is she forbidden to her husband? Because after all, she's not taken l'inyanei mamonos. She's taken l'inyanei nefashos. And certainly there were many men. The men were the ones who hounded them into the camps. And there is certainly a chash, and it definitely happened, that women were abducted, women were abused. And perhaps, do we have the chash of the Mishnah, that isha shenechbesha, again, Rashi and Tosfos both say that she is usur labala Yisrael. We already saw some achloikis Rashi and Tosfos what the lamdas is. Rashi says the lamdas is since they're noyig hefker shema nisratza. Tosfos says shema nisratza kedei limtzei chein be'enei those who captured her. However, the Rambam disagrees with Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Yurches Halacha Lamed, the last halacha in Perek Yurches, the Rambam says, "Ha'isha shenechbesha biyad akum al yedei mamon muteras al yedei nefashos asura lekuhuna." She's also lekuhuna. Interesting. We're not concerned shema nisratzis. We're only concerned shema nenas. So we have a massive machloikis rishonim between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos learn we're choshesh for ratzain. The Rambam says no, we're only choshesh for oines. So this would be a tremendous nafgamina, a woman who was captured during World War II. Is she mutaras labala or asura labala? The Rambam says only if she's Eishes Koheina she Aser. By the way, Halacha L'maisa, probably a woman who was married and was married to a Kohen, unfortunately, compounding all the difficulties, if she was an Eishes Kohen, she may be Aser to her husband. She may have been Aser to her husband, Halacha L'maisa. But in a typical case of Eishes Yisrael, Rashi and Tosfos seemingly would say Asura. The Rambam would say Muteres. It's only a din. It's a din in Kahuna. So very interesting. In Evan Hoezer, it's a Machloikus Mechaber Rama. I believe in Simen Yod Aleph. Yeah, in Simen. No, Simen Zayin Sif Yod Aleph. Okay. However, the Mechaber says, "Ayidei nefashos asura lekuhuna." So the Mechaber is paskening like who? Mechaber Kedarkoi is paskening like the Rambam. So ayidei nefashos asura lekuhuna. Lefikachem hayabala koyin nasaras olav. Therefore, if her husband was a koyin, she becomes asur to him. Okay. Some say that al yidei nefashos asura afilu lebala Yisrael. Dechayshinon shema nesratzis lahem kedei shelo yaharguha. Some say that al yidei nefashos she's asur even to her husband who's a Yisrael, because we're concerned maybe she consented, so that she will not be killed. So listen carefully. The Mechaber is going like the Rambam, that she's Aser L'Kuhuna. Therefore, if the Bala is a Kayin, she's Aser. But some say that Al Yidei Nefashos, you're Aser even to Yisrael. Why? Maybe you did it Beratzain, like Tosfos says. Okay? So the Rama is going like Tosfos, like Kedarkoi. He's going like Shitas Tosfos, Shemenes Ratzis, Kedei Shelo Yaharguha. However, the Rama has a number of Kulais. First, the Rama says it's only if she was captured for her own crime, not if she's taken in jail for the crime of her husband. So by the Holocaust, this is not considered her husband's crime. This would be her own crime. She was the one who was born as a Jew. She was taken for her own independent reasons. So that would not be a kula. But the Rama continues. Very interesting. V'yesh oimim, d'chol makoim, shehi sevura lahachayos al yidei pidyoin, v'lachsar, eina asura labala Yisrael, de'eina misratzis. Says Rama, what's the reason why? We're worried that maybe she had relations Beratzoin, not like Rashi. Listen carefully. There's a klal that Rashi's not a poisek. Rashi's a mafarish. So we're not going to go like Rashi's pshat. According to Rashi, she did it Beratzoin because they're noig hefker. There's not going to be any kulas in the Holocaust because they mamish were mafker them. But lahalacha we go like Tosfos. Tosfos holds the chshash is maybe she was nisratzeh to save her skin. But if it would enter her mind, you know, maybe she'll be redeemed. Maybe she'll get out of this by being redeemed. Then she's not going to have consensual relations to save her skin. Because she figures, I'll get out of this. So that's something to think about in the times of the Holocaust. Did they think that maybe they could be nifta? Now certainly it did happen that there were Jews who were redeemed. But the question is, did they know they would be redeemed? Did they think they would be redeemed? Was it at all a possibility that went through their head? But that's a factor. That's an ingredient. This Yesh Oimrim of the Rama. V'yeshem d'chomokam shisvura lahachiyos ayidei pidyon v'lachzor eina asur labala Yisrael de'ina misratzitz afal pisha chavusha machmas atzma. That's one kula. Kula number two. Bishas hazam vehereg rav. If it's a time of great anger and great murder, hitiru rabbeisenu lebala Yisrael. The rabbis permitted her to her husband, ukesvara harishayna, like the first svara. Meaning like the Rambam. That if it's a time of terrible disaster, If it's a time of disaster, we're going to be makel like the Rambam. Certainly the Holocaust would qualify for Shas Zam Veherig Rav. So, in the Daf HaShavua booklet, we usually do the Lamda Shesugya of the week, but I couldn't sort of resist. This is just too, unfortunately too interesting to ignore this sugya when you're learning the topic. He brings that the Rama has three kulas. Number one, if she thinks she could be redeemed, she would be mutter. Now, regarding concentration camps, you definitely can deliberate. Did they think they could be redeemed? It could be. It depends on each person, when they entered the camp, who they were, what was the likelihood of somebody redeeming them. Number two, the Rama is mekel if there was a Shas Zam Veherig Rav. Now, the Rama continues with the third kula. Im nechvesha bidei kusim. If she was captured by goyim, v'yehudim nechnosim v'yoytzim etzla sharia labala. But if the Jews are going in and out, so then that's sort of a shmira, or if something happened, we would know about it. So if a Jew is yoytzei v'nichnas, that is another heter. That certainly did apply in the times of the Holocaust. By the way, this third kula is even if she's an Eishes Kayin. Even if she's an Eishes Kayin, if there are Jews, Yoytzei V'Nichnas, then you could be Mekel. So there is a tshuva on this, a very, very long tshuva. I didn't put on the Marim HaKayimais. Shalos tshuvas Divrei Yoel, Eben Ezer, Simen Kuf Yerches. His conclusion is, Yesh Lahakel, for all three reasons. Number one, she perhaps thinks she'll be redeemed, and therefore she's not nisratzes to save her skin. Number two, it's a shas zam, v'herag rav, and we're makel like the Rambam. Number three, the Yisraelim are yoytzei v'nichnas. And the Sa'amar Rebbe adds that it's more than yoytzei v'nichnas. The Jews are packed together like sardines. It's more than yoytzei v'nichnas. Everyone's together. It's almost impossible for there to be a situation of yichud. The one who put together these Ma'ar Mekoymos adds another sniff lahakel. Which I totally don't agree with. He says, the Ritva understands Rashi. Again, according to Rashi, we pointed out that there are no kulais. Why? Because the whole svara is, there are noyeg hefker in her, so they'll abuse her. So he says, and I'll tell you why I don't agree with it. I agree with the logic, I just don't agree with the approach. The Ritva says it's not because of Hefkeros, but because of Hefkeros, probably he lived with her many, many times, and in all likelihood she was Nisratze to one of them. Meaning, according to the Ritva, the whole svar of Rashi is of Noeg Hefker is since he lived with her many, many times, in all likelihood, he probably one of them she consented to. And so therefore he says that's only Shayach if there were many Biyos. But in the concentration camps, since Bederach Klal, there were Jews going in and out, probably there weren't many Biyos. So the whole Chumrah of Rashi is only, so there are many Biyos, she probably was Nisratza to one of them. But in the concentration camps, you don't have, there are many Biyos. I would argue that it's irrelevant, because it doesn't matter what doesn't matter to find the kula in Rashi, because the Rama is not working in Rashi. The Rama is working in Tosfos, like we pointed out. The Rama clearly nemdan the svar of Tosfos. The Rama says, so it's irrelevant that in Shitas Rashi that the Chashash is that since he was Noeg Minag Hefker, probably she was Nisratzes to one of them, and therefore by the concentration camps it wasn't many. because the Rama anyway, you know, it's a kula in Rashi, but I don't think it. I think it's just a lamdus, but it's not lamaisa because the Rama is going in shitas toisus. Anyway, this is a fascinating, unfortunate illustration of the sugya that we're learning in the Gemara. Okay, that's what I have for you this week. I wish you a good tevach and bracha v'atzlacha. Suras Tevais. Thank you very much. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.